7:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday, kind of a chilly Monday morning as we are trying to get used to spring. And we're ready to spend a few Monday morning moments with the mayor. That's Barry Abbott, mayor of the city of Dubois. He's joined us once again graciously. Hey there.
Thank you very much for having me again.
You're sure welcome. We're trying to do this every Monday morning following a Wednesday Dubois City Council meeting. And this past Wednesday was one of those council meetings. So Mayor Abbott has graciously agreed to come in and talk about that. But let's start off with a positive announcement, Barry, if we could, and talk about, you know, Community Days is going to be upon us before we know it, just a few months away. And of course, we'll be into summer. And there's some very special things about this year's Community Days. One of those being that it's the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. Another one is, you just, gave me a sneak preview this morning. There's going to be a very special display at Community Days. Tell us more.
Yes. I was contacted, to see if we could do anything for the Military Order of Purple Hearts. And I want to caution, I hope I have that right.
Okay.
But it is, the Military Order of Purple Hearts. They want to bring a replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier to the new city of Dubois, set it up in the park for Community Days. Mm-hmm. And John Hibner and especially Joe Woods played a big part in that. Mm. And what we try to do as a council, we try to support everything that our veterans are trying to accomplish.
Sure.
It really wasn't brain surgery that we approved this. At our next meeting, I'm going to ask that the council out of their Community Days funds make a charitable donation. I already have four city council members that are going to make a donation, and that's without me even going out and talking to the other three.
Wow, wonderful.
And that's up to them. You know how that goes.
Yeah, sure.
But I think that is very important. It's very vital to our new city. And it's very vital to the young people to see what we are missing if we don't travel to Washington, D.C.
Hmm, yeah.
So we appreciate what the Military Order of the Purple Hearts are doing in keeping our citizens updated on the monuments that come through as a traveling exposition.
Actually, that is fantastic. I know that, you know, the Dubois area has a great reputation of honoring those who have served and having done that through the years. And this is one more great step of doing that. And that's a great announcement.
Yes.
We'll be looking forward to
it. Thank you very much for letting me make that announcement.
Yeah, you're welcome. We look forward to more details as Community Days draws near.
Thank you.
Barry, we had that meeting Wednesday night. It was kind of a lengthy meeting as some of the fine citizens of Dubois got to express a little bit of their concerns, primarily about different economic issues. And of course, economics always, you know, ranks high up there in people's concerns. And there's still some situations with the water and sewage billing and also with some possible construction or renovation of some fire departments. Could you kind of talk about, kind of summarize Wednesday night's meeting and the outcomes there?
Well, I'll try to go through top to bottom until
sure.
we run out of time.
Okay.
Number one, there were a lot of citizens there. And I thought I made it pretty clear in your show a couple weeks ago that we try to hold people to 3 minutes.
Right.
Per topic. There were people that changed topics and spoke at length, and that is their right as mm-hmm. a citizen to speak. Mm-hmm. They did talk about the water, the sewage rates, and things that affect them at their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And another sidebar to that is that it not only affects the residents here in the new city, and when I say the new city, Dan, you got to understand, we encompass a large area.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But within the city, mm-hmm. we also have an HOA. Treasure Lake.
True.
And Treasure Lake also has their own water and sewage system.
Right.
So.
Which is separate it, from it the DuBois separate. Municipal.
It's a separate right. entity. They do not, get water from the city of mm-hmm. DuBois. They do not use our sewer plant.
Right.
So there's a balance here because number one, if you live in Treasure Lake, you have to pay, it's called Aqua. Mm-hmm. And, our water bills are just about equal, if not greater than, the city's. Mm-hmm. The city's water and sewage bills are tied directly to the new, waste management. Well, I'm using the wrong term here. It's not waste management. The new sewer plant.
Filtration
yeah,
plant.
Yeah, filtration right. plant. Thank you for the correction.
Sure.
Yeah. And Dan, listen, it's $90 million mm-hmm. and it's paid by user fees mm-hmm. and we can't get away from it. So, a second thing that was pointed out was, and I just have to call a spade, the past two regimes did not keep up with inflation. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate. Mm. They lived and died by grants. They lived and died by taking monies from the sewer and water to balance budgets. Mm-hmm. Legal, yes, but
it catches up to it you.
Eventually catches up to us, and somebody has to pay the price. Mm-hmm. It has caught up to us, mm-hmm. and the unfortunate result is higher water bills, higher sewage bills, and that, my friend, is just a fact and a reality. This new council coming on April 1st will be in session 3 months, January, February.
Right.
January, February, yeah, April. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 3 months. And we didn't create the problem, but we got hired to fix the problem. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are trying to do. We are desperately trying to do that.
Sure.
And, are there errors? Yes, they are. Have there been admitted errors? Yes, there have been. Will they be corrected? Yes, they will be corrected. And I give our management team credit. And again, the people in the city of DuBois has to understand we couldn't do anything till January 5th.
Right.
Couldn't write a check, couldn't make a bank account. I mean, so it was a good discussion.
Sure.
And I think it cleared the air mm-hmm. Because I would say 90% of the people that were in the audience were concerned about that.
Yeah.
Your second one was about fire. what they're trying to do, and from my limited knowledge, because I'm staying out of the fire department's lane. Mm-hmm. We have fire committees. They, inside their committees, they have buildings and they have it all planned out.
Right.
It is my understanding, what they want to do is come back and give us a grand scheme of where they stand in the picture for the new city of DuBois. Two things stuck out. The building of a new fire station at Treasure Lake, mm-hmm. which is absolutely sorely needed.
Correct.
A renovation project / new build at Oklahoma, mm-hmm. which is sorely needed. Mm-hmm. The combining of five fire companies from Sandy and the city, mm-hmm. which was sorely needed.
Right.
So my hat's off to anything the firemen bring to us. A lot of people growl about the firemen until your house is burning down.
True.
And then they're your best friends.
Actually, that's right.
Am I okay to keep going?
Yeah, a couple more minutes.
Yeah. One of the interesting things that I'll leave you with was a gentleman from Bill Arrowwood. And he came to us from the downtown center down in Harrisburg, right. Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He gave an interesting talk that led to a discussion about what we do with our downtown.
Okay.
And in his discussion, one of the big things that he pointed out is you have to start somewhere. You have to pick a spot. And when you pick a spot, that is where you're going to start your renovations of your downtown.
Right.
And, I have some ideas I would love to pass on to our downtown people. Once again, I'm staying in my lane until we are asked. I would like to see improvements to Long Avenue from Brady all the way down to Main Street. On Saturdays, Friday nights and Saturdays, close it off. You know, let our restaurants and let our community people that sell their wares out on the city, food trucks, whatever, let people walk in amongst our downtown. And that leads me to my final comment.
Okay.
We need to take back pride of our new city. And the six other people that sit with me are two interim managers, our city workers. They are all on board. Our police officers. And I give them all the credit in the world. So I really thank you for allowing me to come in, give you an update. I'll keep bringing my notes in so so I don't forget.
Well, we appreciate it so much, Mayor Abbott, and we look forward to getting another update from you following that April 1st meeting. Now, don't let that throw you. That's April Fool's Day. I'm sure there will be a lot of jokes hurled that evening, but
I'm sure we'll put our big boy pants on. and I do got to tell you, for the people that are listening, when they call me Mayor Abbott, I actually do a double take. And then my wife gives me a poke and she's, hey, they're talking to you. And I'm going, I'm not used to the moniker yet. So
we'll just say, Barry / Mayor Abbott. How's that?
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in. I hope that you have a great day and a great week. And, we continue looking forward to the advancements and improvements and progression for the city of Dubois.
And that is what it's on tap, my friend.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.